Prince Edward County Learning Center is a not-for-profit literacy organization that promotes personal and professional growth by offering training, skill upgrading, employment support, financial support, and food security opportunities. Last week, the center collaborated with the Picton Food Bank to host a renter's rights session. Christine Durant works with the Learning Center and tells us more. Hi there, who am I speaking with?
Christine Durant. I work with Prince Edward Learning Center, but I'm also a core member of Macaulay Village Neighborhood Group.
And what's happening here today?
Today we are working in partnership with Picton Food Bank, but also other community partners to let people know what their rights are around renting. We're working with Community Advocacy and Legal Center, Judith Burford, who's a community county housing person, as well as Bylaw. So we're here to answer questions for people who are renting and struggling to afford their rent, but also are struggling with maintenance, working with landlords, so trying to make sure that people are having access to information. We're also hearing from people in bigger buildings that they're struggling. They're all struggling with landlords, so we're doing some work around tenant organizing so that people know what their rights are and how to come together and make positive changes. We definitely want to see people keep their housing, and it's important that people know what their rights are in order to do that.
If people miss this event, is there some way they can find out more?
Yeah, Judith Burford is the most amazing person to connect with, and she's the county housing worker, and she's available through the county website and phone number, and I don't have that information on me, but I'm happy to provide that to you. But she's really the go-to, and she can help connect people to all the things that they need.
Now, it's early on Friday morning. Are you getting quite a bit of response?
I think so. We probably had about a dozen people come in for information, which we're happy with. So I think it's showing up where people are is the best approach to getting people information that might help them.
Mm-hmm. What else does the Learning Center do?
The Learning Center does many things. So we're a literacy organization, but literacy is a pretty broad category. So we work with employment and education, helping people get their high school if they've left high school already. We do food programs, food security. We have a food market that provides wholesale prices for fresh fruits and vegetables, ensuring people have access to healthy food. We have a financial empowerment program which supports people with taxes, but also navigating more difficult financial stuff or social systems. And we're also involved in community development work, so we work in collaboration with other community partners, a little bit like we are today, but on bigger community issues. So part of that's around affordable housing, part of it's around mental health, part of it's, you know, around working with economic development and workforce development. We have a program right now where we're providing training early, ease into ECE, helping young people get into early childhood education. So trying to work with the local needs. We need those ECEs and creating programs for that. But yeah, we do a lot of different things. So we're happy for people to come by and ask what we're doing. If there's anything there for them, we're happy to connect them.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.